Believe it or not, you're listening to Rooftop Sessions, supported by Bayside Bowl and Ogden Media.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, feel me in your bones. Just one more night.
So I think this came together in about 5 minutes on Monday night, maybe. Someone goes, hey, you want a podcast on Friday?
27 text messages.
It was like, yes, 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 yes. Like, it came together that quickly. Yeah, it was 30 text messages.
Bob Robbins is done 5 minutes later.
You can guess who was sending 28 of those text messages.
The reason you change your text plan.
Yeah, that's right. Ask Natro. Talk about the history of the podcast. All right, welcome to Rooftop Sessions, the annual podcast about Bowl Portland this year.
Post-pandemic.
Yeah, maybe.
Year.
Yeah, yeah. We have the four people that started it all. We have our founder and commissioner, Carl Hungus.
Hello, everybody.
We have a guy with not one but two bricks now.
Pandemic bricks.
Painted the next day by Hungus. I thought that was
super
the super prompt on those. Congrats to Double Cheese.
Yeah. Well, you're not Stevie Strikes.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And fuck that guy. He's
two bricks faster than anybody had ever put two bricks together.
8 days a week.
What was the time frame between these bricks?
8 days.
Now, let's hear the hours. I know you know.
You know the hours? We'll do the math on that.
Well, one of them was practice and one of them was league, though, right? One was the
first one was practice.
Practice.
Was Garlic Jones.
Yeah.
May rest in peace.
2:43.
Yeah. And then your second one was in league. I was on lanes 19 and 20. And we had a lane issue, so we just banished Dutch to go to tell the front desk. And he walks from lane 20 to the front desk. No one's there. He sees everyone crowd around lane 7 and 8, walks over, watches Cheese roll his 12th ball, see the perfect game. Everyone goes crazy. Okay. And it was a while till he was back. He goes, oh, sorry, Cheese just got a 300. Yeah, it's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
congrats,
awesome.
Man.
Well earned. I mean, yes. That cost you like $75,000.
Yeah, I someone said it, but the
first I said 45,000.
Most expensive break in history.
Yeah. And I believe your response was worth every penny.
Oh yeah, I'm not changing that.
Well, by getting a second one, you cut the price in half.
Exactly. If we get a third one, it's just cost averaging.
Yeah, exactly.
Should be noted that Cheese is a 280 guy right now. We bowled before the podcast. He's a 280 guy.
It's about his average.
Hot lane,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah. Hungus, you're coming off a big score right now.
234
guy.
Your practice?
Well, you asked my last practice game.
Practice. Yes. We have a 211 guy, Dr. Thunder, a 211 guy.
Point. It only takes third point. This
did.
Yeah. Semi-retired.
That's what I do, actually.
And then I am a 173 guy.
Yeah. Not right bad now.
Man enough to say it.
Not bad.
But All-star. I do have the all-time TDYOB average.
Franchise
record.
It's the highest single season average in the history of TDYOB now.
It was, I think it was Dr. Thunder's 177.
Right, 0.1. So. Thank you.
It wasn't like you just got by him by a half a pin or something.
No, I got him by like six and a half, I bet, or something like that.
He had me by 10 for a while, then he fell on his face.
He makes one more spare game than you do.
I fell on my face last night
then
in spectacular fashion.
If I bowled this year, I'd probably average like a 298.
Yeah, well, you would have had that one miss frame in like week four or something.
A couple 300s.
Obvious.
Everything else 299 to 298.
Well done.
That's why they call it an
average. Blowing him right and left. Yeah, we're going to have to call this a thunder.
It's a math lesson.
All right, so on this episode of Rooftop Sessions, we're going to talk about the season that was. We'll just do the full recap, I guess. I want to look forward to hear the status of the rooftop, what's going on up there.
Of course you are.
And then we'll look forward to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Of course I am. Yeah, I love the roof.
You're the king of the roof.
All right. It was a great pattern. Hungus, did you know that the scores were going to be this high when you set this pattern, do you think?
No, but we were coming off one of the more brutal patterns that we've done.
Agreed.
The draft league pattern was horrible. I mean, it was It was challenging.
It was challenging. It wasn't horrible, but it was.
Everybody's down on their luck, and he's like, hey, come in and get a bunch of 130s.
Yeah, so I definitely was looking for something easier. I had no idea. I mean, everybody scores higher here on shorter patterns. Yeah. And, like, so I knew that, but I didn't know it would be. I mean, also, people are a lot better. I mean.
I think
bowling in the fall on that pattern helps. Does make you a better bowler.
Yeah.
Holy cow, that was a challenging one.
How many 200 averages were there? Does anybody know? Ballpark?
Somewhere around 20.
Over 20?
Yeah.
I knew right away. I hadn't bowled since March. The first day I bowled, I had like a 160 and then a 249. It's like, wow, fuck. Wrong year to retire. Yeah. I texted Charlie. I was like, I got a lot of 200 averages this year. It's a fun pattern, man.
Fun pattern.
Not for Bert.
I got some good scores out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was doubles.
He's turned it around.
That was doubles Bert. That's right.
He's caught that spark of old.
Bert had a 305.
Jeez, top average on Thursday, right?
Whoa.
I think so.
Well done. Well done. Yeah, Badger was not huge last night, so I think you're good.
I was worried about putt-putt for a long time. And Badger came out of nowhere. He was throwing 700s for a couple of weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's dirty. He's the only lefty I've seen playing, like, the one board or the two board.
What about... from Young and the Bold, yeah.
And Badger totally did steal the show last night, though.
Badger
with the picture of his mom riding Simonson's unit.
Yeah.
Check out that Simon's was amazing. Place in Las Vegas and the attractions that it has. Check out Brad and Kyle's show.
Where did that show up? I have not seen that. Riding the contraption at their bar in Vegas?
At the Nerd, on Badger's phone. Oh, it's his. Yes. So Badger's sister is Simonson's girlfriend.
Nice. That's right.
So his mom was out there.
It is a great video.
Ride in the dick.
$10.
So it's a motorized dick in this bar that you would
It's like a mechanical bowl, like but a it's
mechanical
a dong.
Bowl, but it's the shape
but
of
it's a not
penis.
A bowl.
And people pay $10 to ride the dong, and I guess
at Anthony Simonson's bar.
I'd ride the dong. Fuck yeah, I'd ride that thing all night long. I would never get thrown off. Never been thrown off a dong in my life.
Yeah, I think that is. I think that's actually true. Yeah, I do think that's.
Yeah, but this was a pattern. You had multiple times where B teams had 800s. That's how nice it was. I think that sums it up.
Voltros put a big scare into us. Pooh Bear and Savvy went off. Savvy had the front five against us.
Yeah.
Dirty. Roshan happening and Thunder wins.
Yeah.
TDYB is still an A.
And a lot of B teams won there. This year was cool. Well, and depends on who you ask. I mean, so on Thursday there were only four B teams, so they had to mix it up and play a lot of A teams. And,
oh, that must have been a blast.
You know, sometimes it's
a new group of people. They're super fun.
But there was a lot of good mix, and a lot of B teams beat A teams this year. Like,
that is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it would be fun if they were playing like Los or Young in the Bold, but when we played Strike City and Les Bolians,
it was awesome.
We had a blast, met new people, had a great time. And I mean, we're comfortably winning, but not by a ton.
I thought Strike City went up on you 4-1 with a bunch of like 200s.
No, they went up on us 3-2 and lost 11-4.
That's a big win.
Get your facts
right. Yeah, get your facts right. I don't know what the final score was. Tell you the truth,
without question, the closest LOS came to a loss was to the Boltrolls.
They had us 5-5 after two.
Savvy doesn't fuck around.
And they had the lead for like six.
Pooh Bear's the man.
They had us down. Yeah,
they got that new ace.
And he's been throwing big scores.
I told
Huge.
Fuge and Alibar last night. That was, the most scared we were during the regular season, for sure.
So do they not have Honey Bear back in
next year?
His ladies, I forget her bowling name.
He's put together a good squad, Fuge has.
Yes.
Yes.
Got gutter slot on there, too. Nice glue guy.
Savvy's a beast. She took a year off. She crushed some team in the playoffs a few years ago.
She's been bowling for a long time. She's always had, like, a hand-me-down ball. So the night she faced us, it was her first night with a ball drilled for her.
Holy shit.
And she's like playing the one board, ripping it back, and hitting
230s.
Oh, she probably averaged 200 that night.
Oh, yeah.
She bowled great.
If I could get her for my doubles partner, Dutch is brutal.
Yeah.
2v2 qualifying still going on. What's the cut for 2v2?
1266.
1266. All right.
What are you and Dutch at, right?
It'll go up a lot. Next Friday is the last day. It's going to be full of people trying to get
in. Sticky and I are going to do one more try after he gets back from Hawaii.
We're at 10:55 right now, hoping to make the cut if some teams drop out.
Jeez, what are you guys at?
You're going to need like an outbreak.
You're at 14-something.
Yeah, I'm going to save some cash.
Is that number one?
Yeah.
Precious went 736 in that series.
They had to do it twice, and Precious got pissed. They were paying an extra $15. He's like, this will be the last $15 we spent.
Well,
we went out and rolled like 290 the whole yeah. freaking time.
Worth every penny.
He
yeah.
made the first Crushed. Attempt. And I,
what did he roll, like 770?
He went 736.
Yeah.
I paid the second attempt.
And king shit qualifying is going on right now, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the cut for king and queen shit right now?
King's still under 600, but barely. And queen is, they haven't finished this. Like, there's only 15 submitted scores.
All right.
So queen qualifying is zero.
All right.
Oh, shit, yes.
Still get in there.
It's under 600 for king shit. I think that'll end up being like 650, I bet.
It'll go up a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of time for that.
Yeah.
What do we have till the end of April?
Pretty much the week after Bopo.
What's E's name? Lightning Strike? Is that my daughter's?
Yes, Lightning Strikes, yeah.
So she could come in here and roll a series and get in queen shit?
Yeah.
Oh,
go for it. Go full letting and win it all?
Well,
she's
if
a,
no one else.
We have to call her the Bopo.
She's a Bopo legacy, right?
Team, yeah. We're grooming her for Tito Abbey.
No, I don't want to get into bowling. What am I thinking? No, smart. It's Frisbee season.
Good parenting.
Thank
it's
you.
It's Frisbee season.
We have two amazing brackets in Bowl Portland playoffs. The B bracket is super interesting. The A bracket looks brutal, if you ask me. Yeah, it is unbelievable. Before we look to that, though, Hungus, what is our status of the rooftop? When can we have a taco and a beer on the roof of this place?
Taco Tuesday.
Very soon. We pushed it back a week. Next weekend doesn't look great either.
Yeah.
But it's probably 2 weeks out.
Like the first like 50s, like sunny 50s to 60 degree weekend type thing.
Like a weekend where there's no freezing temperatures.
Yeah.
Which looks, next weekend doesn't look great. It looks like some rain and some cold weather. So probably the weekend after that.
Yeah.
Ideally, and that we might be able to be up there on the night of the finals.
Oh. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Put a couple lanes up there.
April 17th.
That'd be fucking badass.
Is there a bowling ball?
Maybe even do some trophy presentation up there.
Is there a bowling ball, or what are you thinking?
So, yeah, the bowling ball is scaled back to sort of meet this year's. Everything's kind of scaled back a little bit, but we're still going to have trophies to give out. And it's either going to be on lane side, just do it on the west side after the games, and then people can get back to bowling, which is what usually a lot of the people want to do. We're not going to have... You know, it's not going to be decorated.
So now the bowling gathering, just for back to the bowling ball.
So it's either going to be lane side or up on the roof where we give away the awards. And I mean, I expect a pretty decent crowd. We'll have doubles B and A going on, and it's a good party no matter what. And,
sure.
And they'll be bowling afterwards.
What will your restrictions be at that point for how many people you can have inside? Is there no restrictions?
340 people. Nice.
340, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to have that many.
That's more
than
we
don't. We'll
have 330.
A lot of it now it's just going to be about you set your own sort of safety standards and people's perception. But
Now that people know it's going to be packed because everybody listens to this show.
Yeah. No, I mean.
We're big on Twitter.
It won't be that big, but we'll have room for everybody in Bopo who wants to
hashtag
come. Hashtag
Bopo rooftop.
And, you know, we'll still have, we got to have a team of the year. We got to have some other trophies getting out there.
I'm in for that. I hope my schedule's clear because I'm fucking in for that. That'd be fun as hell.
Is there a theme in mind?
We're not going to do a theme this year. Just this year was all about surviving the year and having a party, and we'll bring that back next year. Honestly, next year I would probably go back to the Wes Anderson one that got postponed. But this year is just,
yes,
we did it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I mean, there were moments where I think where people were uncomfortable, but at
like
the end of
week
the day,
one.
Yeah, week one was interesting.
Week one was tough.
Yeah, we were to open up with Los, and we postponed our match.
Yeah,
and did it at a later time.
That.
Yeah,
that ended up being like a week four.
But
match.
I think part of me says that was actually like, I mean, obviously it wasn't great, but it did. Refocused a lot of people,
yeah.
And then I think it allowed for actually a safe and successful season.
Well, I've tried to explain this, but one of the, I think when people experience, they find out something about someone having COVID, their immediate reaction is that things are more dangerous. But the reality was we just had a lot more information because people were incredibly forthcoming and trying to protect the community, and everything got communicated and shared. So it's like, yes, there were cases that happened this year, and everybody was really responsible about it and let people know and communicated to me and was communicated to the teams, and like,
nobody
so we knew
it
about it
here,
but that's it wasn't true. It's just, you know, people
I've been around places, you guys did it right, you're pretty much masks full time unless you're taking,
I mean, that's
the
biggest difference,
spacing in lanes. You have the new side, the ceiling, like smaller bars with low ceilings. You guys have a ton of space. You did it right. You went straight to the number that you could and had people in masks like the entire time. And eventually nobody bitched about that, right?
Right.
And the first time I bowled a mask, I'm like, oh, it sucks to bowl in a mask. I'm like, well, I'm fucking hot bowling in a mask on this fucking pattern. I'm going to bowl in a mask for the rest of my fucking life.
Yeah.
So I think you guys did it great. Like every time I came in here and I didn't come a lot, I felt safe. And there's been other times I've gone somewhere else because I want to get a beer or I want to get something to eat. And I walked in for a second. I'm like, yeah, I'm out. No, thank you. I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Where it looks, you know, like people aren't having an orgy at the bar. So I think you guys did
that.
I think you did.
hit me up
it's
on
no,
DM.
No, it's not a Portland place.
I would second that sentiment, actually. And I think it proved that you could go out, you could have fun, you could be goofy, you know, I mean, have the BOPO spirit, but still be safe.
It didn't feel, I mean, it's different. It
was
great.
It
didn't feel a lot different. It didn't feel like so different that it changed just like what we're doing here. You know, we're still doing the same thing. You know, we're hanging out, we're having a good time.
You just can't take the next level. Nobody's going
to
jump on somebody's back and ride them and smack them, and, you know, people are going to be doing waves and like, you miss some of that camaraderie. That's why I want this shit to be over, so I can get back to hugging my fucking friends and shaking their fucking hands.
I mean, that's what I missed the most. When we came back, I didn't even really realize it. I just thought I was going to miss the bowling. Hey, she's okay. He hasn't bowled in, you know,
it's been
months.
A year. I just gave one of the worst hitting lessons of my life, and it was like the best 2 hours of my life in the last year, because we never get to see our friends and be in situations. I'm kidding about the worst hitting lesson. That's how we started this podcast. Charlie and I in the backyard. I'm like, what do you think?
Yeah.
Get a podcast? And he's like, I think we could do that. I'm like, oh, man, I need it. So it's been tough, man. And this Bayside Bowl did a great job of giving a place for a community to gather and do it the right way and do it safely. And cheers to that.
Cheers. We're not fucking leaving.
Cheers to that.
We're not leaving.
Yeah, these cans don't make any noise.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Seltzer.
Light American.
Noom Life.
Do you guys want to look at this B bracket?
Yeah.
There's
a lot of great stories this year in the league. I mean, we didn't have the narrative of... I mean, you did a fantastic job holding down Thursday lines. Thank you for that, Farmer. I did not have the focus to do Tuesday lines this year, and there's no podcast. So, like, the stories of us stuff... There's a lot of great stories going on in both divisions.
So what's one of them in B?
Well, look at the left half of the bracket.
Yeah, that's...
It's the Brooklyn Hookers... Bowl Trolls and Strikes on Tap all on the same side.
Those are the three last B banners.
Yeah, that win titles,
the
right?
Three last banners.
And they're all nasty.
So they're going to just beat each other out. Who's on their side?
Well, it's Les Bolians and Wrecking Balls are the seeded teams. Yeah.
Wrecking Balls were in the finals last year. They're always dangerous. The Les Bolians are having, I mean, they won their division. Bears, no joke. John McEnroe's been really solid. And you never know if Sticky and Buff Broadway show up. Marbles has had some big games.
Sticky versus Captain
Big Party Dance. Is over there. He was one of the, like, they've got some cast-offs. So they got Pineapple, whose team dissolved.
Big Party's on Bear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they have Big Party on Bear and Pineapple from Bear from other teams. They took in some refugees.
Bill is going to have a blast in the first-round playoff game playing with all those folks.
So one of the things...
Well, Bill had a record year for themselves, too. They were they had their best year ever.
Nice.
I mean,
was
no. Dynamo Hum took over as captain. And Smash Jackson was on the squad.
I love
they,
that.
Sorry, Danks.
They had, Danks they, I think, had two or three wins, but they were putting up some... Like,
that's
two
awesome.
Weeks ago, Dynamo Hum bowling next to me was in the 220s. And
he's
it's just,
been in a lot practicing.
Yeah. So you talked about how the A teams on Thursday got to play some B teams. Love, love, love playing Strike City, so I'm totally
so
pulling
good.
For them to beat
so
to beat No Idea in their play-on game.
It's very possible.
Like, was it Betty Sue?
But
yeah, Betty Sue, lady or dude? Betty Sue, lady or dude?
Dude.
Yeah, the fact that we're
no shit.
Boy named Sue, dude. I know music, dude. I'm the doctor.
Betty, what's the name? Betty.
Just because you're retired.
The name is Betty.
Who sang that song?
Your mom.
Okay. Earlier.
How dare you disrespect me like that? Cut. She's pulled the whole fucking plug on the whole thing for a fucking mom joke.
For a mom joke?
So, in the lines, I predicted a Bull Troll Strikes on Tap final. Ooh. And instead they're playing in the quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Bull Trolls has a good look at that, I think. I mean, are they even a dark horse at this point, or are they kind of...
No, that's two heavyweights going up and fucking pounding it out into the third.
I mean, Bull Troll's giving A-Team some trouble. They're going to...
Yeah, they're good. I mean,
yeah, they all average mid-600s-ish, right?
Do Strikes on Tap still have Buck Ripcord 2.0?
Yes.
She came over from Ice Bing. She's a good female roller. All these teams can beat each other.
The hookers, though, I mean, they've been ridiculous. They crushed the oddballs in their A versus B matchup, which was nuts.
Who did that?
The hookers.
The Brooklyn Hookers.
Well, that was like a grudge match.
Yes, very much a grudge match.
Is Squomp still on Womp?
Civil War.
No.
No, he's been down for
a while. No, Womp is run by Waffles. She took over. She played in draft and then became
heard
a captain.
Good things.
Shout out to Laser D.
And Pin-ups.
Laser D. They got Johnny Castle.
Johnny Castle.
The Womp.
Johnny Castle's a porn star.
They got Mississippi. Mississippi. Mississippi, I believe, averaged a 58 or 60.
Respect.
Might be a new record.
It's hard to have that kind of consistency.
Now, who's the pinups?
Pinups is Niner. Niner is here every day.
Yeah,
Niner. Master, Niner.
Lefty.
Slither of Oz.
Slither of Oz.
Is here for the beer on that team?
Yep.
Yeah. Love that name. Love that name.
Yeah.
It was a good year for B. B, like, shrank pretty significantly. I mean, we lost. So they ended up with, what, 11 B teams down from 24? 25?
Wow.
And A ended up with 22 down from 23. Yeah. I mean, A was, everybody just was like, yeah, we'll bowl. Yeah, I mean, bowling's a different thing for the A teams. They are doing it for the camaraderie and the bowling, whereas B team is pretty much straight up just to hang out. Although some of these teams now are getting really good at bowling.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I would say we could lose to three of those teams.
I had a meeting with Fabio today, and he said, I miss nothing more than Bayside Bowl. He's like, you don't even know what Thursday B is about. He's like, we had somebody roll like a 225 and everybody was like taking a picture of it and buying that person drinks. He's like, it's just the vibe. He's like, I can't believe that like it's gone. He's like, Thursday B is where it's at. We've long contested. We should go Thursday B.
I mean,
Troy held us back.
We all know this.
And they're just there to have fun. He's like, and then when somebody gets a good score, he's like, everybody's cool with it. He's like, nobody even cares. It's just fun even on the teams that are kicking your ass.
In a way, it's kind of, I wasn't here for the first 2 years of the league, but it's kind of what the league started as.
It is. It 100%
is. It's almost like the purest part of BOPO.
When we would roll 500s back in the fucking late, you know, 2008, 2009, 2010, people were psyched. You would get like over a 150. You'd get a 160 and be like, holy fuck, I might go pro.
A couple years ago, right, the top average was like a 170 something or 180.
I want to find out who has the highest career average out of all those dudes that started in the league and ladies in 08 and has no 300. It's probably the commission.
Probably me.
Probably
John. Does Oz have a 300?
Huh?
Jerk has no 300s.
Oh.
Right?
You might have one.
No, I think
house.
Jerk is at zero.
Certainly none here.
Jerk and Hungus are up there as like two of the baddest OGs.
The old school,
that don't have 300s.
No brick guys.
I think Oz does have a couple. Does that sound right?
Didn't have bricks, no.
Ooh, put Oz up there too. Oz is an OG stud.
Speaking of the bricks, I think Sparkles is knocking on the door of a brick.
Yeah, he had some good set.
Wow.
He had a good set tonight.
His second half of the season has just been crazy. He's been shooting up the standings every week.
Watch out for Sharks.
What's his average right now?
Ooh. He ended up at like 209, 210 in that
Holy
neighborhood.
Fuck. You need a pillow?
No.
That is a real average.
I do.
So if you look at this bracket, make some predictions here.
Yeah.
About the B bracket, you gotta get at least one Cinderella in there.
We don't. So A has a long history, and no one has ever repeated.
Yeah.
Right? We don't have. I mean, so far no one's ever repeated in B. We don't know if this like no repeat curse will carry over.
Right. Who is the defending right now?
Hookers.
The Hookers, they won this in the summer. Okay.
And
okay.
They are they're the heavy favorite, but they also are the defending champs, and nobody's repeated. So
yeah.
I'm kind of looking at the Bowl Trolls to get past them.
Yeah.
So what, they're Thursday, Tuesday.
Even though on paper.
I'm with Hungus on this one. I'm actually in on Bowl Trolls coming out of the left, and I don't know why I feel that way, but I do.
Well, the 220 average guy helps. Yeah. And that's big. I mean, the Hookers have like a lot of dudes who have bowled a lot of 200s this year.
Yeah, Cool J's. But
if you're going 220, you're not only taking top point 90% of the time, you're contributing to the overall.
It's going to be Hookers versus Trolls. Wrecking Balls,
I mean,
versus
Les one thing on the
bear.
Hookers not to overlook is
Hookers are going to beat fucking Trolls.
The Hookers version
makes,
of Peanut.
Whoever makes finals over here
has been
lose to Hookers.
Really,
Hookers repeat.
Really good. So that they're Peanut. I can't just call her Peanut because there's already a Peanut.
Yeah,
so I call her Brooklyn Peanut. But
oh, yeah. I saw that on the.
But
on
she
the,
is. She's a great bowler, and she matches up perfectly fine with Savvy. Like, so that advantage is gone.
Yeah.
We had a Lady Jägermeister due to that damn rule. We had a woman on our team wanted Bubbles, but Bubbles was Hungus's sister. He's like, we don't have
we
repeat
don't do
names. Go ahead. What so you can't have Bubbles. What do you want? She's like, how about Lady Jägermeister? I was like, fuck us.
Hey, how do you spell it?
Hey, Hungus. Because Hungus would get all the shirts then and print them and give it to you. He's like, Lady Jägermeister it is. We kicked her off the team halfway through the season.
I forgot about that. We all had the same uniforms. Basically, just in different colors.
You would ask us what colors you wanted and stuff. And you would buy all the bowling shirts, and we'd have our logo. It was just like Portland.
It was stolen from,
But we had our names monogrammed on the shirts.
Yeah. Lady Jägermeister.
I still have my original jersey. No sleeves.
Moose knuckles.
I'll put it back on again now.
So if I'm going with the Trolls off the left, I actually do think it's I wasn't going to predict a run for Bear to the finals.
Yep.
And then it's a Bowl Trolls title over Bear.
That'd be a great finals. It'd be a ton of fun.
No.
Didn't you say
you're just picking Bear because of your affiliation for Sticky?
Yeah. And, well, he wanted to pick
but
a
John
Cinderella
McEnroe
too.
Is rolling super well. He's like.
Les Boyne's going to throw down on those clowns.
I would love to. I mean,
round game.
I mean, I think they're the sentimental favorites. They've been in the league forever.
Bear will wipe the floor with the Les
Get the Les Boyne's into the finals.
No, I'm on Les Boyne's. Yeah, we bowled next to them last night, and they were bowling very well.
What's very well?
Actually, I don't know the scores, but Cagliari was, he had like a turkey in there somewhere. She had a lot of spares. I don't remember, bro. Yes.
A couple 628s.
Yeah.
So, Cheese, who do you have? Who are you predicting for the B title?
628 would kick the shit out of Bear.
I mean, I got to give it. We voted them team of the week after they put a scare into us. I'm going to give it to Bowl Trolls. I think they're hungry.
Hey, bro, you almost beat us. We're going to vote for you for team of the week.
No, man, I think you just chip on our shoulder.
No, they really did. That week where they really were team of the week that year because they bowl well, but
did they get a bar tab?
They must have had five or six rounds of shots in that 8-7 loss.
Yeah.
Island Boy, that was the week that we listened to whale sounds, I believe.
So, Hungus, how did team of the week go? Did you think that went okay?
No. I mean, it started out all right, but like it was like, I would get one vote a week usually. So yeah, like
early
a,
happy hour.
I needed to create
expired,
a more.
By the way.
If I had just, I should have put a thing on the teams.
On the
it's just like just write down a team. Then it would have made more sense.
Text Bopo Rooftop.
Yeah, use hashtag red. Bopo Rooftop.
I will give
Twitter again for this.
A special thanks to Snapshot, who I think voted every week.
Yeah,
he's the only guy.
Snapshot had an amazing season.
He did.
He did. And he had a 279 a couple weeks ago too.
A couple weeks ago, when he was on 800, right? Like
he forgot to declare that for king shit, so it didn't count.
Forgot. I don't think he knew he was gonna.
Yeah, like after the fact.
I do declare 770.
Dude, he's now king of the roof and king of team of the week.
Yeah.
Love it. They crushed doubles too. I don't know if they're still above the cut.
You guys
they
team
are.
Of the week?
But when they came in, they crushed. Dude, I won team of the year like 8 years.
We got it one time.
That's a different.
Yeah, after our Les Bowling match.
Yeah, okay.
They got team of the week this year.
I was talking to the people who are on T2S.
I said they.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I'm on the Bucks. Charlie used to be on the Houston Tech. I mean, Nuggets used to be on the Houston Tech.
Is that like when you root for a team?
Now he's out.
Yeah. It's like, we need this win. Oh, yeah? Are you playing for the team?
Now I know why Hungus is so into massage.
Oh, goodness.
Is it time for a...
So after the break, we're going to break down the A bracket in excruciating detail.
Yeah. Get ready
excruciating
for
detail.
Yes.
Part two is going to be something special.
Do we have rosters
and numbers? Oh, we got everything.
Up here.
We got stats.
We got advanced metrics.
We got stats on stats on stats.
We've got hazy recollections.
Yeah. Hey, this doesn't involve memory, really, so I'm going to be in great shape. This is all current events.
It's not a test of a memory. It's just an assessment.
We're about to find out.
After the break.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh,
we're still chit-chatting.
And we're back talking about gambling or on Bowl Portland playoffs. So there's going to be a bracket again?
Sure.
The ticket window is open.
Yeah, I'll print some out, leave them at the front desk.
Remember, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800, whatever the fucking number is that you hear on the radio every once in a while.
Might be 811.
Is that right?
You would know.
Yeah, because
I would
help you out.
You know I'm not a gambler.
You're a fucking gambler.
Rosham says round four, and Farmer.
I am not a gambler.
You know it's real because it was four.
Mm. All right, let's look at the A bracket. Top left. The Tuesday one seed is Skull. They will be playing the winner of Hexy's Hooligans and Bull Thugs and Harmony. And on the bottom half is a spicy. First round matchup, Guns of Brighton and Beer.
Yes, sir.
Congrats on your season, dude. That's fun.
Jesus fuck, how that happened?
It's going to be really, really good. I mean, that's a coin toss match. It's going to be a lot of drinking for a playoff game.
You guys should take that one.
Well, you have a
We are then. Very unpredictable.
You got to get more predictable.
Yeah, but... We did have a breakthrough last week. We got Mr. Rogers Moore in a wig, and he couldn't see the lanes, and he relaxed, and he rolled a 248. And so the wig stays. That's our motto going forward. Yeah. The wig stays. I think that's going to be the difference
playing
for us.
Yeah. So who's the starting four for Beer right now?
Good.
This week?
Yeah, this week.
When is this game?
This is Thursday.
It'll be slow roll, Mr. Rogers Moore, Carl Hungus, Urban Legend, and then you bring in Ricky Vaughn in game two. And Big Red probably comes in game two, depending on how game one went for slow.
So winner of this game plays two games that night?
No. That's
two games only happens on quarterfinal day.
That Hexy's Hooligans game will be on when, Hungus?
This one has the dates if you want that one. I'll take yours.
Master copy.
Oh, boy. Breaking news. It's happening on 4-6, and then on Tuesday. Yep. And then the winner, they won't play again. So Skull has the week off, basically.
Yes, they have the week off.
Skull has the week off. Their next game is literally the week of the bowling ball on Tuesday,
the 13th.
Let me see that for a second. Yep.
All right, so we have, I'm thinking, I don't see Skull being challenged, and they're going to play the winner of Gob and Beer, who I...
In the quarterfinals?
In the quarterfinals.
Ouch.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I mean, Skull. I think that'll be Beer. Do you think Beer was going to beat Guns of Brighton? I don't know.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
You've got some studs on that team.
Yeah.
And Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Skull fucking got tattoos after they won the league this year in the pandemic finishing. I mean, they are
And then
shit.
They picked up Skinny Frankie.
They're all about it. Yeah. Jacked Frankie.
Skinny Aberline.
Holy
See
cow.
His freaking forearms? The freaking veins popping out of them.
Good work. He's down over 100.
That's silly.
Hungus, how did this happen? How did you not have an easy road? What was your final record?
We needed to throw one in the ditch in the 10th frame on Tuesday, and it didn't happen.
Pride.
What's one in the ditch mean to you? To me, that means throwing it right in the gutter.
Yes. He had...
And that would have made you, what, Tuesday 6?
Yep. That's where... Would have been a nice spot.
Ping-ponging, right?
Would have been a real nice spot.
Wow, that is so much different.
Yes, it is.
Is that where my balls is? Holy,
it's where Shake and Bake is. It's where Shake and Bake. Yeah, I know.
We're not to that part of the bracket yet. Well,
yeah. All right. Let's stay focused here.
Well, look. That's brutal. I mean, I don't think either of us gets by Skull, but there is the no repeat curse, and that, you know, yeah. Skull's going down somewhere. I just don't know where.
No, you'll beat Skull. This is your year of destiny. I'm feeling that they'll beat Skull.
Yeah, I would guess Skull coming out of this quarter. You're thinking beer.
I'm thinking beer. Splinter's going to choke, and he's going to blame everything about it, and he's going to yell in people's backs.
Listen, I think Young and the Bold, too.
Poor loser.
Right.
Are you going down there?
Do you see Skull, though, coming out of that quarter?
I think Bull Thugs will beat Skull.
If I'm putting money on it, sure.
Right off the fucking bat.
Who do I want? Beer.
Bull Thugs is going to go Cinderella on them.
Yeah.
Legit. I don't know what the averages are, but if you throw your top four against Skull's top four, you know, there's a gap, but it's not huge, you know. One or two of you guys outperform.
Our top three men averages are the same as theirs. Mrs. Brady has been excellent, and Vi Queen has been excellent.
When you have ladies like that.
Slow Rolls had the last 2 weeks off. She bowled one game with Wes yesterday, and it was 192. That was pretty encouraging. It's like she's taking a bunch of it. And then Big Red, 2 weeks ago, had a couple 180s. So there's like some signs of life there.
They'll come within 50 to 80 pence of those.
But you also have...
It's not a foregone conclusion.
You got the always...
Playoff 140s. Like,
excellent wild card of Rick Vaughn, too. Like, you just don't know. Rick Vaughn could easily go in there and roll 240, 250. And, like, just, and if he does that, it just changes everything.
Oh, he is going to do that. Beer's winning.
He's playing with some new...
I don't know why we're fucking talking about it.
Skull's already beat us twice. Maybe the NFL thing will hold true.
Yeah,
it's
guess.
Hard to beat somebody three times.
The Saints beat the Bucks twice, too.
Hold on. So you played them twice in the regular season?
Yeah.
Oh, they were your one double, basically?
We played three teams twice.
Meat grinder, dude. Tuesday.
We lost twice to Skull. We lost twice to Bingas. We beat Oddballs twice. And we split with the Sharks.
All right.
I think Sharks had Skull twice as well.
Yeah.
Dude, we lost twice to the Saints. Then we threw the best... Super Bowl celebration.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Ever. It was the best Super Bowl celebration parade of all time. Who's had a better parade than that?
I don't know.
Wait, how do we get talking about that?
Are you joking? That little flotilla thing was the best Super Bowl parade ever?
Oh my God. Chucking the fucking trophy across the fucking water.
Now, you want to send your comments to @Dr. Thunder on.
Did you like that move? Did you laugh?
Yeah. I would have fucking thrown that thing right when we got on the boat.
At least it wasn't.
I love the fact that in the video with noise, you can hear like Brady's like 6 year old daughter going, "No, daddy, no, no, daddy, no, dad, no, daddy, that's not, no, daddy, no, daddy."
He was crying. He wasn't listening to nobody.
That's a great catch by Cameron Bray. You can't drop that.
Yeah, oh no, shit, dude.
I think it was a replica, but people are saying it wasn't.
I would cradle that thing.
Sure hands.
Charlie, replica or no?
And he was real.
Are they going back to back?
Oh, easily.
They did.
I kind of agree.
They brought back everybody.
We have Devin White.
Well, why not go into debt or whatever? Why not blow out the payroll if it means getting the title?
I don't care if they ever win again. I'm a Bucks fan, dude. I was good with 0-2. I was still living high on that fucking shit, despite eating shit every week. This one? Wow.
Your 0-2 championship t-shirt was getting a little tattered.
Dude, we have Tom Brady and everybody else doesn't. That's the NFL for the last 20 years.
Most of those titles were the Bucks, right?
Remarkable.
True. Yeah.
It is.
You either have Brady at quarterback or you don't. Brady has ruined tons of quarterbacks.
Many a careers.
Mahomes was the next best thing. Now he'll never win a Super Bowl. Life ruined on national
TV.
What
Brady ran through in his last three games is pretty impressive. You got Rodgers.
Three Hall of Famers.
You got Brees, Rodgers, Mahomes.
Yeah.
And Mahomes is on track to be a Hall of Famer.
Fucking Heineken was the best out of all of them. This
Yeah, Heineke, baby.
Heineken?
Dude, yeah, that was Washington weird. Fucking quarterback went off on us. He looked like Manziel at fucking A&M.
Who was that?
He was studying for his finals at like Old Dominion or something like
that. They kicked Alex Smith down the curve and.
Well, he couldn't play because he's
playing in the XFL and it got canceled after a day due to Corona.
Oh, got canceled. Yeah. They canceled him.
Yeah, so that was the closest they came to a loss because the Washington team had the ball with the ability to tie late in the game.
Because Keyshawn fucking Vaughn fumbled.
Yeah.
We should be talking about Doherty's big run in the Grand Slam of bowling. We're getting off topic.
It was called the World Series.
We could be talking about football playoffs.
All right, beer is going to be...
Okay, it'll be Skull. Okay, Bottom left. Bottom left.
Oh, that's just.
Oh, TDYOB's bracket.
Yep.
Yep. I like TDYOB.
Young and the Bold 2 will play the winner of unbelievable Oddballs and TDYOB. How I fucking drew the Oddballs in this prelim, as it's called. It's called prelim, so it's almost like I didn't make the playoffs.
We shouldn't have finished 11th on Thursday.
It's the first four.
Yeah, you should have finished 12th.
Hold on. You know what our team...
should have finished 12th. What the fuck are we doing?
You would have had leisure rolls.
You're bragging about all those B wins. If you would have freaking took a dive against Strike City, you'd be starting off with the Leisure Trolls.
Vanity.
Beat them. Beat Shanka. The Leisure Trolls. Who the hell's Shanka?
Sharks, dude.
Oh, well, you probably beat them, too.
Yeah, I don't see that one. But
they're on pretty good scores. The park was on fire.
So do you know what our team average was, though, this year? Team game average.
673.
We'll just go with
that.
You didn't
see a lot of TDYOB games.
Let's just go with that. We'll go with 673. Okay, so...
So you didn't break that record.
So, oh no. So I definitely see the Oddballs getting Young and the Bold. That's going to be a brutal quarter, like...
Yes.
That's round of 16 matchup.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And you know the Oddballs are going to bring the heat, too.
Wow.
Yeah, but they're not going to win that match.
The Sharks are going to play the winner of Leisure Rolls and Tattoos and Titties.
No, the Sharks are just going to play the winner of Young and the Bold and Oddballs.
Yes.
Wow. No offense, Bold Sharks, Young and the Bold gets through. That's you think Young and the Bold Sharks would be a match, though. That would be a match.
No offense, guys. I love
you think Young
teams.
And the Bold, too?
Yeah.
They are so nasty up top. I think their top four averages, like, if you add up just their top four, it's like an 805 or something like that.
What is their top lady average?
Dude.
But they don't just play their top four.
Ish. Huh?
They don't just play four.
No, they don't. But playoffs may be a different.
I got insider breaking news.
Oh.
Information.
Breaking news.
The Sharks will not let Young and Bold 2 or whatever they're called beat them. And what's his name? Tenpin has been. Had a medical emergency. No, you know, not to tell anybody what's going on. He's no longer allowed to drink alcohol, and since then he's been averaging like 250 on the regular. So he is hot, and he has to not drink through the playoffs.
Deputy had a
so watch out for the
last,
Sharks and Strikes.
And the way Sparkles
got
is
a guy
rolling.
That can roll 260 on this pattern sober, rolling 260 on this pattern fucking sober. Like, I would never try to bowl sober because, you know, I'm going to suck.
Well, they have Sparkles, who's just tearing it up.
Yeah,
who's Speedy Wiener's great.
Their playoff to...
It's a good match. I'm not sleeping on the Oddballs though.
We played Young and the Bold here this year, and they gave us everything we could handle.
I do think Young and the Bold will win, but if, like, you know, Heartbreak and Serrano or Austin Brooklyn has been off for the year, but he,
Twisted T,
he's there, and Twisted T like is pretty much lock him in at 195, 200.
Yeah.
Nugget can keep up with their. Girls.
I'll be honest, that doesn't.
Now
sound...
that you say that, that's exactly what's gonna happen because Sharks and Oddballs are gonna battle it out again. In the quarters to make the semis. That's a great call.
Tough. I think Chalk is going
to
win.
Shout out to Nugget.
So,
who do you
Shout
have?
Shout out to my vasectomy.
Who do you have? You have the Sharks coming out of that?
I got Sharks coming out of there. I've got Beer coming out of the top one that we just talked about.
I'm going Thursday, YMB2.
With the fucking Walter Hagen's on, too.
Jesus, this is tough. I think I'm going to go Young and the Bold. I'm not confident with that one over the Sharks.
I guess it depends on their lineup choices. Like which one of those teams is going to make lineup choices that, you know.
Sharks are going to show up and handle the pressure.
I think I would take Sharks out of that bracket, even though Young and the Bold 2 is
loaded. Sharks are pretty tough.
Hungus, are you taking Oddballs?
No, I think I'm taking Sharks out of that bracket.
Nice. All right,
we got
two Sharks and two Young and the Bold.
Sharks, all right.
Yeah.
Sorry, what do you know? The Thursday
That's a
guys.
Tough bracket. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The Thursday so, guys pick fucking... a Thursday team, and the Tuesday guys picked a Tuesday team.
Right. We all know that the only Thursday banner is from Los, but there's actually only one other Thursday team that has ever made, you guys can't enter yet, who has ever made the finals of Bowl Portland. There's only one other Thursday team.
Yeah, Wrecking right. Balls.
No.
No.
It's the team we beat.
Yep. It was an all-Thursday final. Those are the only two teams.
We had lost to them earlier in the season, which was nice to get it back. And actually, we played them last night.
Any idea?
Guacaboli?
The Leisure Rolls.
Ugh.
They're the only Thursday teams to ever make the finals.
Leisure Rolls made the finals with, like, Tampon Santa and Gatch and all those.
Yeah, your boy Gatch.
Yeah, like Gatch, Magic.
Your boy.
Dude, I love those guys, but they made the finals and we haven't.
Dude, we made the semis.
Fuck the semis. The finals is the finals, dude.
I wouldn't know.
Marcus knows. fucking guy loses the finals on the regular. Doesn't matter what finals he's in. Hey, you got a finals going on. I'll pay $100 to be in it. Goes in there, gets the shit kicked out of him. Goes home mad. It's the thing. Hey, we need somebody to sub in for the finals. Oh, somebody say finals? Ass kicking. Ah, you mother. Hungus, how many big time bowling finals have you lost in your career?
Jesus, let's just pull some.
You mean Bopo majors?
Yeah, majors, or
I mean,
even like
titles have you lost?
You know, coming in here and like one of your, you know, Summer Slams or like.
I've only lost. I've lost 3 kingship finals.
Wow.
But I've. The flip side is I've made 40% of the kingship finals.
How many jackets do you have?
One.
Got one of those. That's.
And
fine.
Then I've lost 1 doubles final. I've lost.
Was that with you and me?
No, with Jerk last year.
Yeah.
Well, last year I lost the doubles and the singles in the same 2 days apart. Just never done that before.
That's fucking awesome.
And then I've lost.
How many we have to?
You've lost a draft league final.
I've lost one draft league final? I don't think I made a draft league final.
Yeah, you did with me. Then I was on your team.
Okay.
Yeah, but then you were that World Series champion.
Right, we made up a thing.
You made up the tournament of champions. And we won the tournament of champions.
The business league, the restaurant league. We
and then I've lost.
There are 9 or 10 by now.
No, I've lost. So that's 3 kings, 1 double, 1 draft, and 2 Bopos.
7.
Seven finals losses and 2 finals wins. It's a lot of finals.
Let's talk about our failures.
You're like John Elway.
Yeah.
I'll take that comparison.
At the end there.
Yeah.
John Elway is a fucking cowboy. Oh, you're LeBron. You're the LeBron of Bayside.
I'll take that.
Let's Yeah, I would take that. Yeah. All right, before we go to the other half, Hungus, tell us about The Wild Kingdom. That was a cool little series you did.
Yeah, so The Mist is the... this tournament series that moves around Maine and plays in all the different bowling alleys. And honestly, it's kind of how I reached out to the more serious bowling community, since when we started Bopo and Bayside, we're not part of that. And that's why I really like Frankie Avalon, honestly. Like, he was the guy who bridged that for me, because he was in the serious bowling community but really liked what we were doing. I was in this community and like wanted to be in the competitive and bring it together. So he ran that tournament series, and this year it couldn't happen. He was kind of busy, and just moving it to all these centers was kind of hard. So I created a series here where every event was here, but it was the same base of bowlers. We advertised, you know, he advertised his bowlers. It was Massachusetts, New Hampshire.
Similar format.
Yeah, same format. You'd bowl 4 games of qualifying and then a playoffs. $60, a lot of, you know, same everything. Except what we did is
you had people here who have won PBA titles, though.
Multiple, yeah. And we made
Fritz and Storm.
We got one in the room.
Bogosian, you know.
That's right.
And but what we did is we made the really top heavy for prizes, so it was a guaranteed $1,000 first place every week.
That's a big carrot.
And so we did a whole series of that. The top 16 overall had a playoffs last Sunday, which was another $1,000. It was awesome. And luckily, Buck Ripcord, I think, won 3 of the 6. But he wasn't available for the King of the Jungle. So it was wide open tournament. It was a ton of fun. And like, we had a bunch of Bopo in that Sweet 16.
Putt-Putt did well.
Holden won a couple matches in the Sweet 16. I got 4th place in that thing. It was a good run.
Awesome.
And then Frankie Avalon made the finals.
I think it's great that when Frankie was playing, whoever he was playing in the finals, everyone was on Team Frankie.
Yeah.
He's one of ours now.
Right.
But like 3 years ago,
yeah,
he would have been like, who's that outsider?
Yeah.
I don't want that guy. I don't know, Splinter. You know what I mean? Or someone. So he's made the transition.
Oh, Splinter did win something. The person who got eliminated the fastest on that Sunday got 2 free shots. He won that.
Now I know why. But the thing I love about Frankie running it, like, he embraces the Bayside vibe. Like, when I see him post that on social media trying to get people to sign up, he's like, if you don't like music playing while you bowl, don't sign up.
Yeah.
Because it's we're going to have the Bayside vibe there. We're going to play music. We're going to have a good time. We're going to play serious bowling on a serious pattern.
Yeah.
But if you're not down with that, don't come. It's so I love that, how he's embraced the whole ethos.
Well, it used
of,
to be
like,
when Bayside started, there was, like you were just saying, there's separate kind of worlds.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, we're the fucking circus, man.
But now it's bridged. Like the quote-unquote best bowlers in the full state of Maine want to come and be part of this house and this league.
It's funny you say that because people couldn't play Ultimate Frisbee this year, so we all went to disc golf, and that's starting to get bridged. But when we walk up, they see us, like, oh, it's the Ultimate Frisbee guys, because, you know, we've got a Frisbee shirt on or something like that. So it's like two leagues clashing, but now we're integrated and we're part
of it. Now you're smoking butts, drinking buds with the disc golfers.
I still wonder why they smoke a cigarette a hole.
Are you a Marlboro Red kind of guy?
Did you guys not get the pamphlet at high school? This shit is bad for you? Let me take you under my wings.
But I mean, you're all pulling the same direction. Like, here, we're all bowling.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. All out there to have a good time. I just don't smoke cigarettes. And if you do, that's cool, but, you know, I don't.
I think we should hop into Los's bracket because it's pretty intense.
Los is
going
to play the winner of Turkey Club and Average Bros. And then on the bottom half of that bracket is a Saucy Posse DHD match. Ooh, that's a close one, too.
Wow, Saucy's hot right now.
I don't know if that Saucy Posse one's very close, the way Saucy Posse's bowling.
They're hot right now.
They
just reactivated their social media accounts.
Yeah, they did.
They've reactivated. Hashtag Bopo Rooster.
20th Century Fox, no one cares on there, and Walter lost his mind. Someone's jealous, huh, punk? I'm like, oh, sorry, dude. We're just joking around. Good luck
on
your fucking
what was really crazy about this is last night, it was basically a strike away from switching out DHD and Young and the Bold 2.
Holy
And then that bracket would have had
what?
Young and the Bold, Saucy Posse, LOS, Turkey Club. It would like that was close.
Wow.
But it's still not easy. Turkey Club, obviously, they've got...
As a first-round match, potentially, Turkey Club?
Yeah, they obviously have Buck.
Yeah.
Roadhouse had an extremely uncharacteristically off-season, but this last week, all of his games were in the twos again.
Herc
missed most of the season, but he averaged 190 something this year.
Oh, they're still dangerous.
197?
190 something.
Wow.
I don't know what.
In the 190s, he was ahead of
Looked
Roadhouse.
It up when I got home. 162.
He's ahead of Roadhouse.
Hashtag hungest.
They may not have shown the same numbers this year, but they're every bit as dangerous as
sure.
they've been.
And they have the one guy in the league that can keep up with you guys, but.
Who do they have for ladies?
You have three of you guys.
Bora Bora and who for ladies?
And we just want to stay with
Bora.
A couple frames of him, so we don't.
So you don't need two
overall.
Ladies this year.
Well, Coop's qualified, but I don't know.
Oh,
she's
nice.
She's been coming sporadically.
E minor snuck in for a game last.
Yeah,
week.
One game, 222 average for E minor.
Second
staff.
Highest average in Tuesday, and B.
Yeah. Now LOS we're going for the first undefeated run to a title since 2009 in BOPO. If they can
Whoa.
Pull it off.
You guys haven't lost a game. We're cool. You could have lost us that Friday night. Everybody would have had a great time.
We had a great time. You had a great time.
They
that
have
was a fun night.
Everyone in the house knew you had a great time.
Fucking 9th and 10th open, 150.
You got to roll the game.
It's magical. Two left right now.
Cheese, putt putt, and Precious all look
it's nuts.
Good.
And Mama D looks freaking.
Mama
awesome
D is Mama D.
She's crushing.
Awesome.
Greg Dancer's had a hell of a season. She brought it out 15, 20 pins.
Garlic blowing out his back and cutting off his non-bowling arm is
strategic.
Like, it's the best thing I've ever
happened
to you guys.
He had an oyster shucking incident.
You guys are going to give him the Tom Richards treatment. Hey, bro, we're all going to freaking Costa Rica to warm up for the tournament.
No, we just told him
to go on Wednesday. Sorry, bro, the tournament's today. We forgot. fuckhead.
He's already here.
Yeah, really. He's here more than these guys.
He's already in the building.
But, yeah. LOS, I mean,
I like LOS
insane
that,
this year. I mean,
bracket.
It's like if you're playing them, you could have that big game where two of your guys go 240 and somebody goes 200 and you got two points out of it, and you're like, they're going to do it again.
But on paper,
it's impossible to keep up.
It's not easy because all those fucking teams could go huge accidentally too. You know what I mean?
The three games format is tough.
One.
Oh, I expect those to come through. They have the depth.
I think Saucy Posse is extraordinarily dangerous.
I don't even know the stuff crust person, but I know that we need to be afraid of him.
Yeah, he's very, very good.
Be aware.
They got a fucking another ringer on there with nuts.
Stuffed crust.
Yeah,
stuffed crust.
And then
are any of the original people on it other than Walter?
No, but and then they have Tomater and Shirley, who are both averaging 190s with occasional 230s.
Yeah, like, it's what? The old mid-level depth.
Tuesdays, yeah, but the new mid-level is 190 average.
Like, your fourth number is now 190.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
Brutal.
I think Saucy Posse will give you a scare. I think Turkey Club might force a game three, maybe.
If DHT's but I think hot, they can
LOS is in the semis there.
I think, I mean, that's I like LOS. So
yeah, I mean,
if DHT's hot, they could beat Saucy.
I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, but they haven't like had they've just been really good, but not a lot of huge stuff.
That's true. Eventually, you get old, and the game passes you by.
Yeah.
Well, the fully vaccinated G-Force is a regular here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's not afraid of Bayside Ball.
He's been killing.
I was never afraid. We left him for dead, and he lived.
Kobe's afraid of him.
It's like Jesus, dude.
It was but last night. YMB in game had a couple of 240s, and then he struck out to get at 249 and beat them both.
Tough point,
yeah.
G-Force?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so Greg died went 246. Ding Dong was gonna go 246. Ended up going like 230 something. But yeah, Freddie just takes the first two.
Skinny Skeletor.
It was great.
I love that guy. That guy's
they didn't get enough points, but it was nice.
Yeah,
to see
8-7 loss. That was.
Oh, they did,
really close. Yeah, they went up 6-4.
Damn, DHT.
So that swap, that
would have been a huge... That one point would have switched everything around.
Wow.
But
selfishly, in that corner, I'm happy that happened, but
yeah.
There's a lot of bowling to happen between now and then.
G-Force is the top favorite BoPo bowler of all time for me, by far. I love the guy. To come in and fit the vibe later in life and just crush pins.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the first time I saw him, they're like, you need to watch this fucking old guy over here on the fucking...
Watch him so he doesn't hurt himself?
Just
or?
Rocking strike after strike. I was like, holy fucking shit. And he's so much fun, dude. He's just a great guy.
Big drinker.
You fuck. No, he's not. He's not a big drinker. They brought him in after you guys left him for dead. Like, if one of us hangs out in here late and drops dead of a fucking heart attack, we won't come up and check. Oh, he's probably
No. He was fucking with us.
He's good.
We just walk out.
Homie just fell out the window. Oh, no. He's good. Press stop recording. Let's start packing things up. We're out of here. That's all good. He'll be over. When we left, he was fine. There is video footage of you guys watching him fall out the window and then getting in your cars and driving home.
Thank goodness.
That was my bad. I brought that.
Splinter. And Nut Sauce walked down the stairs and found him. Jesus.
Well, I got a 15-0. I got a 15-0 LOS sitting in the semis.
I think we're unanimous with that. The bottom right is led by Tuesday's second seed Bingus, who had a magic year playing the winner of Guacaboli or BUI, and then Shake and Bake and Touch My Excitement will play for the right to play team practice. Or what will be the format against My Balls?
Regular style, league style.
How did My Balls get such a high seed after losing Frankie? That's pretty amazing. That's a great story.
10-2. They caught a nice schedule.
Yeah,
they caught.
I don't remember, but they caught a
Junior Haas.
It's hard to know because you don't bowl with them. Like they bowled on lane 18, while you bowled on lane 20.
I would do the same thing if I was bowling against you guys. I mean, you guys are like Corona.
Yeah,
like,
we're
just saying.
They are spidey. They got Junior Haas, they got Lefty and Cygnus, Luna and Ice Mary.
And here's the way it works. Because you're just bowling with your own team on your own lane, like it's 6:30 and the first game's over, they roll the 791 on us. So like, okay, we're down 5-0, 6:30. Let's game two. Like, we were done, I bet, by 7:45. Easy. Like packing up shit out the door. Because you're not swapping lanes, you're not interacting much.
They're not waiting for you to go out and have a safety meeting either. They're fucking pressing.
We don't do safety. No, no.
It wouldn't even bother them, though. You
can
just,
they can just
come
keep
back
going.
And play when you're
they
ready.
Just keep going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. That sounds awesome.
That's an interesting bracket.
Is Barry still on that team?
No. Nope.
I don't see how Bingus doesn't get out of there.
Well, Shake and Bake beat Bingus 14-1 2 weeks ago.
Oh, Shake and Bake's going to storm through.
So Bingus
you think so?
But Bingus should...
Tango's going to get hot. Lala is hot as fuck right now.
Well, who is it?
Lala's
Tango? Lala.
D-Money Squatch. Has been really good.
Yeah.
Squatch. Glossy.
Oh, Glossy, jeez.
Kelly Kobolski.
Yeah, they're fucked. They're stacked, bro.
Wow.
They're going to
I would assume that's a Bingus Shake and Bake rematch right there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Guac's... Not getting back Cumstey. And Badger's been amazing. Spare Time's been great in practice.
Yeah.
Snapshot's been freaking great for BUI. Actually, BUI could easily beat Guacaboli. They got Snapshot and Duke Thunderwood. And
That's a gentleman close.
I think BUI may beat Guacamole for sure.
That's, maybe this is maybe that's your match. Weird this bracket. Maybe that's your weird bracket. Snapshot carries
it. It is. It's going to be BUI and Shake and Bake, and then Shake and Bake is going
to take out BUI. Gutter Boys crushed it for Bingo's leading the way there. Like, those guys are relentless,
I guess. Look at their team average. It's lower than some of the teams below them. So, I mean, it's just the
But I also think they don't roll a lot of clunkers. Like, they don't have a lot of lows.
And they've had such a good seed in the regular season, they always go, everybody plays two.
Yeah, they do.
Unless someone wants out of it. And in the playoffs, they go top line. I just see bad luck happening for Bengals with splits and shit like that, and then some team just coming in and upsetting them.
Like who? Shake and Bake?
No, like BUI. I think this could be a year where, like, BUI makes the quarters again just by getting hot at the right time.
I think Bingas could get beat by Shake and Bake and maybe My Balls, but I don't think they're getting beat before that.
Well, My Balls beat nobody in this tournament.
They're sneaky, man.
Yeah, they're going to get sneaky fucked up by La La and Tango. No offense, guys. Dude, La La's a fucking killer. Do you guys know this shit?
Yeah.
He's like...
Yeah,
she's like one of my kids' coaches.
She's
a Greeley Ranger.
Yeah, we're
doing
this out.
She's a killer. Holy shit. Yeah.
My final four, because you have to pick your own team, I'm going Beer, Sharks, Los Bingas.
Do we really have to pick our own team?
No.
Los Bingas have
never played. Yeah, good.
Then I got to be in there.
All right, good.
Have Los and Bingas ever played?
You guys have to pick your own teams.
So I my final four is Skull, Young and the Bold, Los, and Bingas, I think.
So you're going all Thursday. Skull's technically Tuesday, but they're Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. But okay, go ahead, Chief.
I'll go the same thing, except I'll take Shake and Bake over Bingas.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Beer.
Hey, listen, I know.
Beer, Sharks, Los, Shake and Bake.
All right, we have our final four, so...
Let's go. Let's go do it.
What do you think? Who's the champion of whatever... What year are we in? 14?
13?
14.
14. Oh, 14. Nice. Wow.
I have texted this to Letting pretty much every week to Thunder. Whenever he mentions somebody else bowling well, I say, it doesn't matter. LOS is so much better than everybody this year. I think LOS runs the table, finishes the job... 16-0, 17-0.
He could be trying to jinx you, but he has.
I've been saying it all year.
He has been doing that. It's consistent.
We would love for that to be the case.
Three guys who have averaged around 220 is pretty good.
All I can say that
Cut pass separates Lowe's from everyone.
We lost.
He just walks up there and rolls easy 230s every time he bowls in a pressure situation. And then the other guys are like, oh, wow, no pressure. And they go 250. And then Mama D goes 225. Hey, what happened? Oh, we got the shit kicked out of us. Their low score is 225.
I would imagine LOS would like it at another shot at school, because that went down kind of weird last year.
In the semis last year, we lost to school by one pin.
Yeah.
We would like that one back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After you guys got back together after the pandemic shutdown?
It would be a hell of a rematch.
Yeah, we had to force a game three because Papa couldn't make it until game three. So we were lucky to force a game three.
Yeah.
You know, he comes in cold or whatever. But we had a tight match with them. They were a lot of fun to bowl. We came into this year on a mission, and hopefully we can keep doing what we're doing. But, yeah, if that played out like that, that would be
insane.
But listen, we want to win our next match.
What was the tagline for the Twin Towers that we had below
prepare
there?
Prepare to be crushed.
Prepare to be crushed.
Check out the archives.
We just signed up. Prepare to be crushed. Oh, yes.
I just don't. I don't know who stops them, man.
I've got Los over Shake and Bake. And I've got Beer over Sharks. And I do, like fucking Bingham's Year of Destiny, right? They ended up losing in the finals, right?
Ooh,
and it was a year of destiny, but it was still great. It was a great run.
It had a great
but
run.
At the end, you know, you took that L in the finals. That's Hungus' thing.
That's my specialty.
It's still a great year of destiny for him. He write this last, but Los is going to win it all over the team that he said was going to win it all year, and they're going to battle him out, but he's going to tell somebody, hey, if you pick this up, we're going to win. They're going to pick it up. They're going to lose by 30, and Los wins.
So you're thinking Hungus is going to go 2-8 in major finals.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is
great.
So I actually, I'm predicting an all Thursday final. Ooh, of Los over Young and the Bull. Yep.
That's very reasonable.
Well, that'd be a rematch of our
and that was
mid-season.
Yeah.
One's coming to the bowling ball.
He rolled a 300 in that match.
Water.
We were
boring,
only
fest.
Up 6-4.
Yeah. He rolled a 300, and they won, and they didn't get all five.
Yeah, we had to come down from that.
I think he might have got only three in the game.
In
where
that
he,
game,
where
think.
You rolled
with
a
300.
Fuck.
They're tough, man. Because Ding Dong went like 240 something.
Yeah.
Dude, they played him. He's like, dude, their low was 192. We got the shit kicked out of us, and we had a 703.
Yeah, we rolled a 7. No, we rolled a 701, and we lost total by 185.
That's a person.
Yeah.
That's a bowler.
A good one.
Extra bowl.
Yeah. Bowl three.
Yeah, that's our bad.
I just don't see him doing it on the big stage with everybody fucking there watching and maybe heckling him and betting against him and yelling yes when they don't get a strike because they just won another fucking dollar. That's my only thing against them. And, you know, I'm going to try to be there and make it happen. I'm still disc golfing, babe. It's fucking 12:30 a.m., dude. No courses are
on. They're light up. They're light up
discs. So, Hungus, I do have a question about the format. So, the Thursday the 15th is the quarters and the semis.
Yeah, back like we always used to do before.
So, will the quarters be on, will they both all be on fresh lanes? Will you, move from one side to the other? Or
no.
So you're going to bowl on burn?
Yeah, the semis will be on burn.
It'll literally
what
be the
side
first
of the house are you
going to
be using? Do you know yet?
Huh?
New side or old side?
There's going to be some. Oh, for the semis and quarters, it'll be on the west.
Nice.
So
the finals will be
on
the west?
You're right. It will be the first
be
match
the first
of the year
match
on burn.
Of the year on burn will be the semifinals.
Yeah. Holy fuck.
That's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Well, when you're used to the fresh and you get a different look.
Yeah.
Plus, you might have like a half an hour,
they're burned up by the end.
Right, I'd like to change my predictions.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, you get to that point, whoever's there, those four teams are going to be bowling well.
Yeah, and they all know how to move.
I thought the only chance you guys had to be knocked out would be in the semis.
Yeah.
But I feel like your toughest opponents, I don't know, maybe Bingus could do it, but... If you had Young and the Bull down there, or not Saucy Posse or something like that down there, like a grinder team.
Where you don't have a low point.
Yeah.
They have the 4-person advantage against every team they're playing on that side of the bracket. On paper.
They also have the talent advantage.
Yeah.
I mean, they have every. They just.
We just have to try to do it.
You have to overcome being the overwhelming favorite, which is not an easy thing, you know?
I think you just face it. You say, okay, listen, this is what it is.
Think
great.
That.
But what you
I tried to
know?
Go undefeated through a tournament before. That blew.
No
so then one year I lost a game
it.
On purpose. And I mean, went 24 and 1 and won it all.
Skoll lines up with you on paper.
Absolutely. They've got a higher pin average. Yeah.
There is no purpose, but it's stupid how tangible the pressure continues to get. We lost by 1 point
absolutely.
In the quarters.
Pressure's real.
Everybody wanted us to lose because we were undefeated. And when we had one loss or three losses, everybody wanted us to lose anyway, but it wasn't as palpable. Everybody here is cheering against us.
Yeah.
Just try to use it. You know, you
I know.
Acknowledge it.
That's the Patriots. It's not easy.
Just acknowledge it. Don't fight it.
Gonzaga going for it this weekend.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Gonzaga's going to do it easy because they have the deepest team
good.
In the
they're
fucking
the
nation,
team.
But Baylor could beat them.
That's
who knows?
That's why they play the game.
That's why you play the game.
Well, I'm looking forward to the playoffs. I'm super looking forward to the modified bowling ball on April 17th.
Safe as we can be.
Yeah, we'll have doubles finals that day and the B finals and the A finals.
Make a run of doubles. Let's
be a lot of fun stuff to watch.
And then when's King Shit and Queen Shit finals?
The week after.
Wow, nice. Probably going to qualify for King Shit here after the show.
Yeah, that's likely.
We'll put in our qualifying.
Would 3-11s qualify for King Shit right now or no?
Yes.
You already got one.
Can I throw some scores together over the last fucking 4 months?
Yeah, but until the end of April to get two more.
Fuck King Shit. I've had some of the worst times of my life in King Shit.
Maybe on that note.
Cheers.
That was great, guys.
Cheers, guys.
Good luck to everybody in the playoffs.
Thank you.
See you next year.
Thanks for this season. That was, that meant a lot. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Rooftop Sessions. Good luck in the playoffs, and we hope to see you on April 17th for the finals or on the roof for some tacos and beer. Stay safe, Bopo. Better days ahead.
Well, there's no need to be nervous. I'm not dangerous anymore. Yeah, I cleaned up and found Jesus, and he's waiting at the door. Now here's a leaflet. Try to read it. You have always been a friend. But when you see me next, won't recognize the person that I am. I'm born again. Again. Get born, get born.